This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Melanie Gunther. She's a certified holistic nutritionist who works with Living Alchemy, which is a Canadian company, and they're working with whole fermented food supplements. So welcome back, Melanie.
Thank you.
It's fascinating to hear about how the ancient culture of fermenting and how important it is, and how important it is that we don't lose it for our guts.
Absolutely. Sure. It's unfortunate that we do actually lose a lot of the tradition that we've had from, you know, thousands of years ago or even hundreds of years ago from our grandparents. Mm-hmm. But luckily, it's coming back.
Great. Can you explain what your flora symbiotics are?
Yeah, so that's actually a product that we produce. So Living Alchemy is really all about fermentation. And so we know the benefits of fermentation and how it helps our health and our gut flora and our immune system. But what we wanted to do is, you know, especially for those people who don't eat fermented foods, and again, I stress the point of starting to eat fermented foods, but if they don't eat fermented foods, we produce a product called Euroflora. And so what this is essentially is we take organic non-GMO soy. We actually source it from Europe. We take it and then we ferment it for an entire month. Now, our culture that we use actually comes from a kefir and a kombucha mix. So kefir and kombucha, a lot of people know about those nowadays because you can find them typically in most grocery stores. And so kefir is just like a kind of like a liquid yogurt with lots of different strains. And then kombucha, of course, is a beverage that you can find in your local grocery store as well, which is a fermented black tea. So what we've done is we've taken those cultures, we've put them together so we can get a maximum amount of strains, and we've introduced it into soy. And so the reason why we use soy is because once we've done the research on what the best medium is to ferment and create all these microbes, is soy was actually the best. And it's actually not surprising because when you look at traditional cultures, especially in Asia and Japan in particular, is that they did fermentation on soy for so many years. Things like miso or natto or tempeh. And so we know that those foods are medicinal. And that's one of the reasons why they included it in their culture. So we kind of did the same thing. So we take the kefir kombucha, we ferment the soy, and then we encapsulate it. So the what comes of it is essentially you get all of those digestive nutrients or ferment metabolites like we talked about before, but you're also getting upwards of 35 strains of probiotics, of mm-hmm. bacteria and yeast in the culture that was originating in the fermented soy.
Is the soy used up by the growth of the bacteria?
It is. It's not so much used up, but we'd like to use the word transformed. So people tend to think that unfermented soy is a problem for people with, well, technically anybody really, and it is mm-hmm. actually. It is a problem. So it's full of things like goitrogens, which can affect thyroid health. It's also full of enzyme inhibitors, which can degrade digestion. But once it's fermented, it's a complete transformation. It becomes something completely different. And that's why traditional Asian cultures used fermented soy, and typically only fermented soy, for nourishment.
Mm-hmm. And the fermented soy, it's if it grows with the bacteria and the yeast on it, just like that, until it's transformed, then anybody, whether they're allergic to soy or not, should be able to eat it?
Well, there is actually a lot of research studies on fermented soy and allergens in particular. And so they do show that the proteins that are in the original soy compared to the fermented soy are completely degraded. However, there's still that chance that protein that can exert an allergenic response in someone who is allergic to soy in general can still happen. So what I always suggest with products, even if it's just our product or, you know, eating tempeh or miso or something like that, is take some and put it on your forearm and just make a paste out of it with some water. Put it on your forearm and just let it sit there for, you know, an hour to a couple hours and see if there's any reaction, like redness or inflammation. And if there's not, then try taking a small amount internally and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Work from there. So a lot of people who I talk to is that, you know, they're always allergic to soy. Well, it is a very common allergen, but at the same time, they always also talk about going to a Japanese restaurant on the weekend and, you know, having miso soup. Mm-hmm. So miso, of course, is fermented soy versus the unfermented soy that they're typically allergic to. So,
mm-hmm. So what would be your suggestion if somebody was going to start with a Living Alchemy product? What would be the best one to start in on to help the gut terrain get used to ferments?
You can actually technically use any of our formulas. And so the differences between the formulas, they all have the foundational fermented soy in them because that's really what's going to give the nutrients and the strains of bacteria and the yeast. But the difference between the formulas that we have is we add in medicinal herbs or foods on top of it. So, for example, like the Comfort, your Flora Comfort, what we do is we add in chamomile and fennel seed. So the fennel seed and the chamomile are really, really great at getting rid of gas and bloating. So for people who need a probiotic support, which is everybody, and they also have gas and bloating, then that's the formula for them. If they have kids, then the family, your Flora family. And so what that is the foundational fermented soy. But on top of that, we add an organic BC blueberries and banana, which is just our foods.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get a little bit more therapeutic, we have one that's called Terrain. And so what we talked about previously is the Terrain is really your gut lining. And that's this formula is specifically for healing and regenerating the gut lining. So, of course, we have the foundational fermented soy in the formula. But on top of that, we add in organic aloe vera, slippery elm, and marshmallow root. And so those three medicinal herbs are really great at getting the nutrients from the fermented soy into the lining, as well as the slippery elm and marshmallow are going to help to create that soothing effect because of the mucilage herb content of them.
Melanie, tell me a little bit about the gut lining and its ability to heal.
Yeah, so the gut lining, just like any tissue in the body, it really can regenerate quite quickly. So we replace our cells within the intestinal lining within about 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at gut health, is most people in North America, they have a very small surface area in their intestinal system. So the more surface area you have, the more contact that your body can absorb nutrients from. So the surface area is actually affected by the microvilli. So the microvilli are kind of the little tentacles that are involved in your gut lining. So when people in North America in particular, where we have stress and we have toxins, is that we have less and less microflora. But when we increase the microflora, we can get better nutrient absorption. So the Terrain itself, which is the gut lining, the health of it is actually really important. It's not only just for nutrient absorption, but it also affects, again, our immune system and our mood and whatnot. So how do we regenerate it? Well, we have to give it ferment metabolites. So when we go back to the fermented soy, there's thousands of compounds that are produced in the fermented soy. Those compounds are going to be able to, once you give it to your system is going to be able to use those compounds to regenerate the tissue.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been working with the fermented foods in supplement form?
For me, personally, I've been working with a lot of brands, probably over the last 15 years or so with fermented supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And then Living Alchemy itself, we've been around for about a year, but our research for the product has been around for about 20 years.
And what's the big difference with Living Alchemy over others?
Well, Living Alchemy is that we always go back to the whole food concept. So first of all, we're a certified organic line, which other brands aren't, unfortunately. But we always talk about organic whole food, but then we keep kicking it up a notch. We ferment it. So our motto is life perfecting nature. So nature is the whole food, and the life is the microbes that ferment. So essentially, we take our culture and we perfect whole food through the fermentation process. So anything that's fermented is always going to be more nutritious, and it's always going to be more healing and regenerative to the system.
Mm-hmm. And are these formulated in Canada? Are they a Canadian supplement now?
We are, yeah. We're actually located in Richmond, BC.
Mm-hmm.
Just quite south of you guys. And we do work with a fermenter researcher as well in the south of France. And he's world-renowned, and he does fantastic research on fermentation and different herbs and different foods. And so we work with him, and we come up with these formulas that, again, have been a ton of research and for so many years. And then we brought them to Canada, and we launched them last year as Living Alchemy.
Okay. So, Melanie, let our people know out there, where can you find Living Alchemy? Is there a website that we can find all your information on?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can visit www.livingalchemy.com. And alchemy is a bit of a tricky word to spell, so it's A-L-C-H-E-M-Y. On that website, you can learn a ton about our products. You can also give us a call or ask questions or anything like that. We're happy to help. And on there, you can also find a store listing of where to find our products. In the Prince George area, of course, Ave Maria has our products, which is that they're a great partner of ours, and they have fantastic staff who can answer your questions as well. So, yeah, and it's easy to find us. We also are on social media as well, so on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Real Alchemy. And,
Thank you so much for being on the show today, Melanie. That's Melanie Gunther with Living Alchemy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks so much, too, to Alan Wishart, the producer of this show, and to all the radio stations across Canada who carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.